The Department of Education has awarded several rounds of Race to the Top grants, but this competition was a little different. In the past, the grants were given to states, who awarded the money to districts. This time, individual districts had to apply directly to the feds. Three Ohio districts made it onto a list of about 60 finalists. But none from Ohio were among the 16 winners. Education Secretary Arne Duncan says he can never be sure the right districts were picked.
This is a human process.
But Duncan says he has faith in the more than 300 peer reviewers who evaluated the applications. Cleveland Schools and Maysville Local Schools in Zanesville were among the finalists that lost, and Reynoldsburg City Schools near Columbus just narrowly missed out. Its application, which stressed individualized student instruction, scored a 195. The lowest winning district scored about a 196.
We had a lot more high-quality applications than we were able to fund.
White House Domestic Policy Director Cecilia Munoz.
Had to stop due to funding limitations, so they had a very high-quality, high-scoring application.
The winner split the $400 million grant, with awards ranging from $10 million to $40 million per district. For State Impact Ohio, I'm Ida Lieskovsky.